Are you living like God needs your advice? Today's devotional is a wake-up call. God has no counselor, and he does not answer to us. When nations, governments, and even our feelings try to play God, they always fall short. Lean in for a bold reminder that he is the potter, we are the clay, and it is incredibly freeing not to be God. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, that's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. If you're enjoying this series, Israel, the Church and God's Sovereignty, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. We're almost done with this series. We only have a couple more left, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. Today's question is, are you God's counselor? Now, I want to remind you, the commentary I'm responsible for, but I didn't write any of this, right? I mean, I'm just going to read and give you some a little bit of commentary. I'm responsible for the commentary, but I didn't write it. I mean, God did. So, you know, if you're going to get upset at someone, I guess get upset at God. He has broad enough shoulders. So let's read Romans chapter 11, verse 33. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. For who has known the mind of Christ, or who can become his counselor, or who has first given to him that it might be paid back to him again? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. So yesterday we emphasized the wisdom and knowledge of God. Today we're going to emphasize who has known the mind of the Lord or who has become his counselor. So we're going to emphasize that verse and the following verse. So let's think about this. Who is God's counselor? When we look at Israel as the nation, as we look at the church as the bride, and we look at God's sovereignty, who gathered around God and gave him counsel to have that system? Was it you? Was it me? Was it someone else? Was it Abraham? Did Abraham say, hey, God, you? Mm-mm. God is God. He has always been God. He will always be God. He's eternal. He doesn't receive counsel from anyone. That is his sovereignty. And so the mind of the Lord, like, it's his own mind. And so let's go back to Isaiah just for a second. And look at this. It says in Isaiah chapter 40, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hands and marked off the heavens by the span and calculated the dust of the earth by the measure and weighed the mountains in a balance and the hills in a pair of scales? It asks the question, who's done all this? There's only one answer. It's God. And whether you like it or not, you're not God. I'm not God. None of us are God. He gets to choose his nation, his bride, and his way of doing things. So I wrote this for the Public Square application today. You are not a big deal. I am not a big deal. We don't somehow get to look at our world and say, God, you should have done it this way. God, you should have done it that way. God, why did you choose nation of Israel? You should have chose America. God, why did you do it? You know, whatever. No, you're not God. I'm not God. God is God. He's the one that measures the waters. He's the one that set the heavens to their span. He's the one that calculated the dust of the earth. He's the one that weighs the mountains and the hills in a pair of scales. He weighs it all. He's God. Do you understand that when you look at our society and our culture, we're in a battle for this. Is government God? Are we gods? Or is God Almighty the true, living, one and only God? That's the battle that we're in. You know, the whole transgender movement is about a battle over who's God. If I feel like I'm something other than my plumbing that I have, do I get to be God and change my externals, my plumbing? No. I mean, you can, I guess. I mean, apparently we do that today. But the fact is, God determined that about you. You were created by Almighty God. And he didn't look down and say, hey, I need your wisdom. I'm not quite sure how to make you. He knew you, he formed you, he shaped you in your mother's womb. You were fearfully and wonderfully made by God. So the first, who has known the mind of the Lord or who has become his counselor? And the answer is no one. God does not have a counselor that he goes through to come up to his conclusions. So the first thing that we're learning today is that we're not a big deal. God's the big deal. All right. Second thing is he doesn't have a counselor. You can't tell God what to do. Now, so often in our prayer lives, we try to do this, don't we? We try to tell God how to handle our lives, how to move in these things. Now, you can have a prayer life where you talk to God about things. I would encourage you, instead of telling him what to do, that you would spend a little bit more time listening to Almighty God and allowing him to speak to your heart and to your mind. So let's go back to this Isaiah scripture. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has informed him? And the answer is no one. Let me read it again. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has informed him? No one. He's sovereign. In other words, he's independent of everything else. And you say, well, I'm not sure I like that. Well, then you're worshiping a false god. God is not dependent upon man. He is God. So when we think through this, who has become his counselor? There's no one. And so he doesn't need you to tell him how to handle his nation of Israel. He doesn't need you to tell him how to handle the state of Washington. He doesn't need you to tell him anything. He is God. And what we need to do is to understand that he's the master and we're the slave, that he is the potter, we are the clay, that he is above and we are below. Isn't that powerful? It's so freeing not to be God. All right. Next verse. Or who has first given to him that it might be paid back to him again? So the question is basically, hey, who gave something to God first? If he is eternal, no one did. No one gave him an ounce. He's eternal. He's God. He's all-knowing, he's all-powerful, he's all-present, he's all that stuff, and a pound of butter, in other words, and even more. Look at this Isaiah scripture. With whom did he consult, and who gave him understanding? No one. And who taught him in the path of justice and taught him knowledge? No one. And informed him of the way of understanding? No one. Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket and are regarded as a speck of dust on the scales. Behold, he lifts up the islands like the dust. Even Lebanon is not enough to burn, nor its beast enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are regarded by him as less than nothing and meaningless. So, America, we may think we're a big deal. Washingtonians, we may think we're a big deal. We're not. We haven't given anything to God that he owes us anything. Yes, we need the mercies of God. Yes, we need the grace of God. But I'm here to kindly remind you today, God is God. You're not. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you that you are God. And we are not. Lord, we cast ourselves upon you and we say that you are the master, we are the slave, you are the potter, we are the clay. You are the one who created all things. You created Israel, you created your church, you are sovereign. God, forgive us for telling you what to do. Forgive us for telling you how you should think. Forgive us for redefining things. Go before us in all things. Have mercy on Israel. Have mercy on the United States and all nations on this earth, that we may all come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.